Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hi, you guys. Welcome to the Global Vision for Living Today show. You know, many people are living, but they have no vision. They wake up, they grab a cup of coffee, they might get something to eat, they're mechanically on their way to work or the other side of town. But guess what? There's no vision. I know where I'm going, but I don't have a vision for the future after I get where I'm going. I don't even know how I got in the car. I just opened the door and walked out. They might not have a global vision, but each one of us have got to have some kind of a vision for our lives. And, of course, that is to show honor and glory for the one that has provided life, and life not just to you and I, but to all those walking upon the earth. Now, today's show is going to be talking about, and this is our fourth segment here of this, how can I show God that I love him? I'm doing everything else, like I just said, walking about with no vision. If we don't love God, what is the purpose of a vision? Can you call in and tell us what that might be? What is the purpose? Many are saying, well, I didn't ask to get here. Of course you did not. But in the psyche of all psyches of spirituality, yes, you did. You called until and beyond the eon of time and said, here I am. Hey, don't forget me. Yes, you did ask to be born. And this is why our show topic today is, how can I show God that I love him? Oh, I love them shoes. I'm going to wear them tomorrow. Oh, that dress is beautiful. I love it. I'm going to put it on tonight. There's several other things that we are expressing love for, but guess what? We first got to go all the way back where we've gotten off and say, wait a minute. I'm here. I have use in my eyesight. My hand is moving. My leg is shaking. I'm shaking. How is that happening? It's all happening because an unseen God said at Genesis 1:1, I, God, created the heaven and the earth. It's one thing to create something, but to show love for something all mixed up in that creation, oh, my God, that is really saying something. And so our show today, how can I show God that I love him? Well, first of all, we've got to know who God is and what God are we talking about? History books and all other types of books on spirituality is talking about a enumeration of gods. But we're talking about a God who calls himself Jehovah, as Psalm 83:18. I can call my husband my God. Well, you know, I don't have one right now. But I didn't do that when he was alive. I could call my daughter my God, my little idol. I could do the same for my granddaughter. But we're talking about a creative God who also in Genesis said, hey, come, let us make man in our image. And we did. And we do. He did. We know he did because we walk by faith. So this God, this higher being, this supreme being, most high over all of the earth, is expecting us. And he shouldn't have to expect. It should just come by nature. He's saying, here I am. Love me. The Bible also says, John 3, for God so loved the world. You in this world. that he gave his only begotten son, that we might have life, and of course have it more abundantly. So this God is expecting our love back. He's expecting us to give back out of our abundance of appreciation for having a chance to walk this earth. But how can we show this God that we love him and that we really care? Well, I'm going to start this off with probably already known. Colonel Harrison is on the line, thank God. He's showing God that he loves him by the commitment that he made. Nothing is more important. Somebody dropped dead on the ground, you have an appointment with God. Somebody choking on a banana peel, you have an appointment with God. But what does God expect when we talk about loving him? Number one is obedience to his principle. What does God say? He just did not create us and sit down. He did this for a reason. And when we think about God and all of his miraculousness, we know that the earth is really God's playhouse. He was in love with his creation. Man was created millions and billions of years after he said, come, 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 come. God created heaven and earth. And then after all the eons of time, he made a decision. He said, okay, yay, yay, yay. I'm going to bring forth man, we, in our image, talking about his begotten son at that time. So God is owed our love. How can I show God that I love him? Well, number one, as I just said, obey God. You're not going to obey this God if you don't know anything about him. You are not going to do that. How can you obey God and you don't know anything about him? So what do you do? Well, on earth right now, there's quite a few organizations that is for education of God only. No jokes, no walking down the aisle playing with your mate, whatever. Oh, how sickening. He said when he left, Jesus did. Go ye therefore. He didn't say nothing else. So any programs and foolishness that do not send people out, you know it is not God ordained. Run from them. Run from them. If people can run from Sam Cooke, run from them. But now you have to know something, learn something about this God before you can love him. I'm not going to fall in love with a man I don't know anything about. I might fall in love with his looks or his voice or the hat he's wearing, but that's nothing. I got to get to know that person. There's books abound on earth that talks about just that. Colonel Harrison, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Capitino. Listen, the audience is doing great. Pray all is well with you.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. I'm alive to talk, and I'm in my right mind. I stumbled my way over to the computer, but how can I show God that I love him? Number one, I got to obey him. Number two, I've got to come and learn of him. All throughout the scriptures, it talks about not sitting around to hear nothing, not sitting around to listen to anything. Learn of him. Institutions that do nothing. Biblical, spiritual, scriptural institutions that do nothing but that. I'm going to tell all y'all out there claiming to be merchants of God. You're not going to find no clothes on the outside of a kingdom hall giveaway. You're not going to find boxes of food out there. You're not going to find nobody planning some kind of hoax of a meeting there. You're not going to find nothing there but books and education. The world can get whatever they need and want. You see that. We see that. Credit cards and banks and everything you can think of. The world don't need nothing else. No hoax, no gimmicks. They don't need that. You see that it has not worked with them. Has all of that that we've offered done any good? I know not where I come from. Begging, heathenism, I won't, backbiting, strife. He said, I don't like him. He said, he don't know. He said, I'm not following him. I'm following God. I have heard it all. That's why we're in the shape we're in. So if we want to show God that we love him, number one, remember, come and taste of me. You got to learn something about that guy. Now, that ain't the last stop. And it's certainly not the first. Because he's going to say, well, if you love me, what are you doing? He's not going to say, if you love me, what are you talking about? God's son said, go, go, go. Now, you can't fool me what that mean and what it don't mean. Go. Ye, ye. It ain't talking about your dog in the backyard who left in the house. He told you. His son said, let the dead bury the dead. You know if they dead or not. Don't fool me. Don't fool anyone. Go ye therefore and preach and teach. You got to know some things about this God before you can do that. People just, listeners, not doers. Bible says, be ye doers. So what are you doing? You want to show God that you love him? Let me see you on the corner with a Bible under your shoulder blade. I don't even have time to talk about what other organizations are doing. I know one, they've been calling and sending me invitation yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Three-day conventions, Long Beach Convention Hall. Jehovah, as my mama calls them, Jehovah. Jehovah's Witnesses is out there. You know anybody else putting on a three-day convention? And I heard last night that standing room only at a convention center that holds, I think they said 40,000 or something like that. Why is that? People are hungering for the word of God, but they're watching you, they're watching me. What are they really doing? Are they backbiting when they get a chance? What are they doing? Are they scared to say, okay, I'm standing here. Ain't going to be no preaching today. You done already heard that. We're getting ready to move out of here. So go to your car and follow me to a park. Follow me to a convention center. Come on, we got to get real. How can you show? If God sees that you are hankering for his word, not just to hear something, to say, yeah, you know, I'm there, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm the so-and-so. I have so many times I can't think of all of them. But let me tell you something. One title that I have sent out and got a lot of people on Zoom for Monday, I was shocked they're coming from all over the world. I sent it out, and I sent it to those that I thought was for real about God. I haven't gotten their RSVP, but I've gotten those that I least thought of. I said, oh, my God, they are, but some are master musicians. And I was sketching, well, what am I going to say? I said, oh, my God, I'm going to let Eddie do all the talking. I'm not going to do it. It is high time to stop playing with God. You claim you love him, and he called me. He called you. What are you doing? You can't fool me. That's why many people call me and say, doctor, you got 5 minutes. I'm going to just, sure. How can I show God that I love him? Stop being bogus. Stop trying to hang a hoax over your head and mine. Stop all of that. I know my father went into church one day. He said, I got a blockbuster for Sunday. I said, oh, yeah, okay, Bishop, I went ahead. It's crowded. People were calling from Diamond Bar. Bishop, is your daughter going to sing? And he would say, yeah, whether I show up or not. Yeah, she going to sing. And when he got up there, he gave all with devotion. That's what they call it, subscription prayer. Jesus is on the main. Oh, my God, I'm blowing it up. But let me tell you something. When that man walked out of there and the ushers moved their hands, meaning for them to sit down, he went out there and he said, church is going to be over in 10 minutes. Because I'm here to read Matthew 20. He read the Great Commission, walked back in his office, and they all left. That was, you know what? It's time to stop praying with some of Satan's cloaked followers. You know, some of them are sitting up in there and in these churches. It's time to stop. It's really high time to stop. Because most of you see you ain't got nothing. Most of you see you can't depend on anybody. Most of you see, and like him, I told him, I said, you mean to tell me you just stood up here for 50 years with this, and this is all you got to show for all of that? I swear on my mother's grave, I said, shut this thing down. Shut it all down. And his church held 3,000 on the ground, and then in the upper balcony, another 1,000, I think. He wasn't bishop, man, wasn't no joke. I got one of his sermons. Oh, my God. I got a sermon that man preached. If any of you want it, I just asked for it. And I want you to hear how he did the cadences and how he went up and down with his voice. And then how he jumped up and he stopped. And he says, oh, is everything all right? Or something like that. You know what? Hey, y'all out there that's leading God's people. Colonel Harrison got a word for you right now, because you got to show this God. I didn't say talk about the God. The topic is, how can I show him, that you love him? Colonel Harrison, are we missing anything? How can ministers and laymen and priests, how can anybody that is interested in God, I didn't say just want to sit up and look crazy, that is really interested in God, what are some things that we can do?
Number one, Doc, as you said earlier, they have to get to know who God is. And for those who don't know God, the Jehovah 8318 God, they have to get a teacher to teach them who God is. That's the best way to get to know who God. There are people that can read. Yes, can read the Christian Bible and so forth and get to know them, listen to audio tapes and what have you. But I find the best way for a person to get to, that a lay person get to know God is by having a teacher who knows who God is, teach them who God is. And once they learn who God is, they are to be obedient to God's holy word. That's what God requires of us. If we're obedient to his holy words, then we get revelations. We get God communicates through dreams, visions, and revelations to certain people, and he gives instructions through his holy words. And so one has to have a zest and become thirsty, as you would for a glass of water, a cup of water, to learn and get to know the word of God. It's life-changing. Once you get to know him, be obedient and follow his instruction, it will change your entire life, your physical life, your mental life, and certainly it will change your spiritual life.
Oh, my God, it most certainly will, because I'm looking up the definition from the Oxford Dictionary to teach, and the verb of that is to show how to do something. That is the verb. And then the noun, which is informal, is teacher. So this already tells us what the word teach means. It means to show, which means you got to be up on top of that person. It means you got to be on top of him in the sense that you're in the same room, the same home, the same hall, the same wherever you might can touch him. Said show. So the King James Version of the Bible is not wrong. When you teach someone, you got to show them. And I know that Great Commission meant exactly what it said. You got to show them. Now, how are we going to bake them into our home, bake them into our church? I'm not sure about that. But the definition of that is to show. So, okay, all you wannabe disciples, all you claiming to be apostles, which after Paul, that's it. So to show means to be up on top of them. So all of us that are just standing up there, blah, 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 yah, 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 he. The scripture says to show. Now, how can we show God that we love him, okay, doing some works that this God would approve? Obeying the message of his son, because it was his son that said, go ye therefore, go, go, go. I'm not going to waste your time looking up the word go. You got 2 feet, you got 2 hands. I know somebody know what I'm trying to say. Go means you got to be up on top of them. Show. You can talk all night, and they will still go to school the next day. Oh, I forgot. Oh, I didn't understand that. But I swear, show them. Show them. What, putting on a shoe, this is how you do it. Putting on a dress, this is how you do it. Running a calculus apparatus, this is what you do. You walk in a warehouse. Ain't no book up in there. It's all that machinery. You have got to be shown how to work that machinery. You doing hair. Ain't no piece of paper laying there to get burned up. You standing around looking at how those curls are being formed, how that beautician parts that hair. You looking at automobiles. You got to watch the mechanic. Here, come, let me show you how to put this engine in. Let's stop being phony, fake, and unreal. We have wasted, hallelujah, we have wasted enough time. Don't you see how this world is? Haven't you wasted enough time? Even Jesus said, Satan, get thee behind me. Perhaps we need to adopt that even more. How do you know there's Satan? That he ain't doing God's will. That's it in a nutshell. Oh, that man across the street, Satan. If anybody is not doing God's will, you already know, some of you on this line, thousands, you know what that means. You talk about this God and showing him that even the animal came from somewhere. The ant, the buzzard, the lizard, the chicken that you eat. Hey, because those Chanel shoes you getting ready to put on for tomorrow ain't done nothing for him all week, but you're going to showcase. I've been on my phone 24 hours a day, all day, all night, and oh, my God. And I can't even tell you about it. I had a very interesting call last night. And I told them this and I told them that. I said, I'm not playing. Do you know it is time to show God that you love him by not going along for the hoax? We only have 70 or 80 with special mightiness as far as years to live. What are you doing? If what you are doing is not showing God that you love him, you ought to quit. You don't need the Surgeon General to tell you to stop smoking or you're going to die. You may get cancer from it. I'm not talking about that. You want to show God that you love him? He is looking, like the old women used to say. He is looking and he's booking. He's seeing what you're doing and he's writing your name down somewhere in the book of life. Don't you know right now him, his son, the angelic forces is battling. They're battling Satan and these demons like hell. The worst of everything is happening on this earth. They're slaughtering their children because that was the edict. Go, 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 and multiply. All of what's happening today is not just because of. It is by design. Praise the Lord. We want to know what it means to show God that we love him. Find out what he wants you to do. Find out where he wants to send you. find out what he wants you to say. And how you going to find that out? You got to be educated. You got to be educated. I got 13 now on a Bible line, and somebody told me it was 21. I'm not sure. But what I want to say is this. When you find yourself messed up in the valley of no return, I'm not going to think about how I'm going to live tomorrow and the next week because I'm supposedly guided by God. How do I know I'm guided by God? I don't know. I was thinking of something through the night, and I got up and I wrote that down and said, oh, my God, okay. God will show you and tell you in his own way what you're supposed to be doing. You can believe the doctor if you want to. You can believe the police enforcement group if you want to. You can believe what mama said. But the most important thing that we've got to do in this life is to show God that we love him. If it's worth you hollering at night, you need to show him that you love him. If it's worth him answering your prayer, you know you're not about nothing. Everything we got, sit on, stand upon, it all comes from God. You want to show God that you love him? Appreciate what that God has done. Appreciate who God has sent in your life. You know what? I may not get to sit by King Charles III, but I know when I close my eyes and say, Jehovah, thou art God, I'm right there in his presence. But we got to realize God just don't accept anything. He is just not looking to say, oh, that's mine, she mine, he mine. He wants people to look at you and say, I know. I don't know how. You must be a woman of God. And you say something, well, you know what? For God I live, and for God I die. I have a jacket I can't wear without oohs and ahs. And it says that. There's a lot of pins on it. But that's got to be worth something. Your life has got to be worth something to someone. That's why the master said, he said, let your light shine before men. How you gonna guide anybody? You're living in darkness, look dark, groping in darkness. That's not helping anyone at all. I wish I could tell you about family member called me. I got my pen and pen. We all gonna feed you for your birthday. My birthday is tomorrow. And I've got, I don't know how many people, I don't even know, I guess my Facebook and LinkedIn. But if I had to ask for a birthday gift, it would be Father God. I love you, you guys, for doing what you have done. But I want you to show God that you love him by becoming educated of him. Get, if it's a week, let God see you doing something for him. Or, and it's not going to turn out well. You might look well, but your end ain't going to turn out well. You're going to be mocked by Satan himself if you don't show God. Psalm 83:18, God, that you love him. I may be alive to see it, maybe I want to see it. But I want you to make up your mind, you're going to put God first. It's high time. Okay, God bless you all. See you next week in spirit. Just know that God loves you, and so do I, if you are doing his will. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. God bless you. Have a good weekend.